Next patient is Veronica Lopez. The consultation, reason for consultation, dizziness, palpitation. History patient is a 30-year-old with a history of palpitation and a dizziness period. Patient stated that she had a tilt-table study performed a year ago that was positive for POTS, P-O-T-S period. Patient is placed on medrotin and beta blocker period. However, patient still continues to have symptoms period. Patient is referred to me for management of POTS period. Current medication, medrotin, 2.5 milligram, 2 times daily, allogram, Pepcid period, allergies, penicillin, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, patients working as a phlebotomist period, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system, in general, denial, recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, as per history, pulmonary no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 120 over 85, pulses 101, respiration 60, weight is 149 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular, rate and rhythm, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normality, pulse on extremity, no edema. Click image number 1. Port syndrome, number 2, sinus tachycardia recommendation. Patient was on beta blocker that she did not tolerate because of low blood pressure period. Patient still continues to have low blood pressure period. I will start the patient on Flurinef, 0.2 milligram daily, and follow the patient in 3 months or earlier if needed.